an instrumental from the collection, and this is called Charity.
Thank you.
your collection, and that was called Charity. I have in front of me the BBC Top 30 LPs for the week 17th to the 23rd of April, or something. Week 17, that's right. Wednesday the 23rd to Tuesday the 29th of April. And in at number three, from absolutely nowhere, is Songs from a Room by Leonard Cohen, which is one of the most encouraging things I've seen this year. Not bad for something that's dismissed by some people as being purely minority music. Anyway, this is Seems So Long Ago, Nancy.
It seems so long ago, Nancy was alone, looking at the late, late show through a semi-precious stone. In the house of honesty, her father was on trial. In the house of mystery, there was no one at all. There was no one at all. It seems so long ago, none of us were strong. Nancy wore green stockings, and she slept with everyone. She never said she'd wait for us, although she was alone. I think she fell in love for us in 1961. It seems so long ago, Nancy was alone, a 45 beside her head, an open telephone. We told her she was beautiful, we told her she was free, but none of us would meet her in the house of mystery, the house of mystery. And now you look around you, see her everywhere. Many use her body, many comb her head, and in the hollow of the night, when you are cold and you hear her talking freely, then she's happy that you've come. She's happy that you've come.
Hey, really, just think about that being number three. That's really good. Leonard Cohen, the LP Songs from a Room, and that was Seems So Long Ago, Nancy. This is B.B. King.
Thank you.
was B.B. King. I'm sorry, I was pelting people with sugar while that was going on, and that was called Sweet Little Angel. And I hope you read what Eric Clapton had to say about B.B. King, and go along and see him while he's on his tour. I missed him, unfortunately, at the Albert Hall, because I was in Sunderland. I missed Janis Joplin as well, because I was up in Sunderland with Bridget St. John and a very excellent group called the Junko Partners. And the people in Sunderland are really nice at the Bay Hotel. So this is for everybody who was there last Monday. And it's the family, and Love is a Sleeper. More like it, the family, and that's called Love is a Sleeper. I don't know yet whether you have a copy of Morituri Te Salutant, educational sort of program this is. That's the Colosseum, of course, and those about to die, and this is the theme song from it, as it were, you see. Thank you. never see or hear many better groups than Colosseum, I don't think. That's the title track from their LP, Those About to Die, which has a very nice sleeve, incidentally, by Linda Glover, which, and you should try and see it as well as hear it, I guess. This is one of my favourite Principal Edwards things of the lot. It's the third sonnet by Shakespeare to Sundry Notes of Music.
Light looks it not, my youth breed not, my ram speed not, all is amiss.
Love's denying, faith defying, heart's renying, causer of this. All my marriages are quite forgot. All my ladies' father's stars got white. Where her faith was firmly fixed in love, there an A is placed without remove.
A I don't think there'll be many nicer things on Top Gear than Principal Edward's Magic Theatre. It'll be amazing to see what they're doing in a year or 2 years' time. That was the third sonnet to Sundry Notes of Music. And these are a collection once again, and this is called simply Earth. Collection and Earth. In his sleeve notes, David Simon says that the Moody Blues LP should be supplied free like school milk and drainage services. I have much the same feeling about Leonard Cohen LPs, in fact about all of them really, but if you buy On the Threshold of a Dream, which is the new Moody's album, then you certainly get your money's worth because it's very nicely presented and put together and everything. And this is a track from it. It's called Send Me No Wine. Thank you. Blues from the LP On the Threshold of a Dream, and that was called Send Me No Wine, you see. And you should read David Simon's sleeve notes and then get him to explain them to you. If you were listening to Mike Raven's programme last Sunday, and I certainly hope you were, and it'll be following this in a slightly less than an hour and a half's time, as a matter of fact, then you will have heard Gordon Smith's instrumental number two, but that's no reason for not playing it again, is it?
To the programme. For a motoring flash, the Bedfordshire police report to our motoring unit that a bus accident just outside Luton has blocked two lanes of the southbound carriageway of the M1 at its junction with the A6. That's junction number 10. Only one southbound lane is in operation and considerable delays are being caused to traffic. That's an accident on the M1 at Luton, Bedfordshire, at the junction with the A6, junction 10. Two of the three southbound lanes are closed. Now back to John Peel's music.
Two from Gordon Smith's very excellent LP, Long Overdue. Incidentally, I recently got a copy of a sampler LP that had Mike Raven introducing the tracks on it, which was very nice because his programme is one of the nicest hours on the radio. It's nice to have him there to listen to at home. Last number from the family is J.B. Lenoir's I Sing 'Em the Way I Feel.
I have a short will. That's why I sing my blues. Na 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 na.
A treat indeed. The last number from the family on this Top Gear, but they will be back, and that's called I Sing 'Em the Way I Feel. Last time I went round to see my mum in Notting Hill, there were clouds of incense all over the sitting room, and she'd just bought a copy of the new family LP, so it shows my mum's listening to some good things. And also today, Sunday, after a manner of speaking, is her birthday, you see, so this next thing from Principal Edwards is for her. And it's also for Biscuit the Wonder Hamster, who's a year and a half old today and has just got a brand new house to live in. And it's called Pinky, a Mystery Cycle to Mum. Many happy returns of the day.
Look around. I shall shout, shout, shout. And my words echo, bouncing back at me from the nearby water. I feel freedom in all this white strangeness. Both child and moon, and this my vacant interlunar cave, this valley on the earth I hide and rest enchanted until day. I walk bare-skinned until I find my misty, sleepy, rocky shore, and unbeknown to all the world, the cycle shall repeat itself.
Principal Edwards Magic Theatre, and that was Pinky, a Mystery Cycle. It's really good stuff. And I understand they're going to be doing an LP very soon, too, so look forward to hearing that. Dr. John, and this is the LP called Babylon, and the Lonesome Guitar Strangler, which is a nice idea if you listen to the words, although I don't think the imitation's particularly clever, but anyway, judge for yourself. Dr. John and the Lonesome Guitar Strangler.
Gonna use my G-string on a fella named Gabboy. wish I ain't gone.
While all of that was going on, someone in touch with rather less than authoritative circles suggested that that, in actual fact, was a parody of an imitation of copyists of people like Jimi Hendrix and Wes Montgomery and Ravi Shankar. Perhaps they're right. I don't know. Anyway, there you are. That was Dr. John from the LP Babylon, the Lonesome Guitar Strike. That is very nice, whatever it was. This is the last number from the collection and the last thing on Top Gear this evening. It's called Put On Your Face.
Thank you.
The collection sounding much more lucid and free now, I think, and that was called Put On Your Face, the last thing on this evening's programme. And on this evening's Top Gear, you heard Principal Edward's Magic Theatre, The Collection and The Family, and it was, of course, produced by John Walters. And on next week's Top Gear, you'll be able to hear the Edgar Broughton Band, Junie's Eyes, Keith Hartley and the Fairport Conventions. I hope you will listen to that. Also to Pete Drummond's programme on Saturday evening. Mike Raven coming up in about an hour's time as well. In the meantime, have a good week and be gentle with one another. And it's Stuart Henry coming up on Radios 1 through 27 inclusive, so listen to that as well. And I'll be here next week and also on Wednesday evenings at about 8:15, so I hope you'll listen to that. Bye-bye.